This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
It is the start of Radiothon 2017. Bring it on, people. Woo-hoo. Are we awake? Are we vibrant? Are we ready to pull some dollars?
But just quietly, I'm so beside myself, I've nearly lost my voice right at the start of the show.
Oh, no.
That's what we needed.
Hey, congratulations. It's another Radiothon. We're here. It's time. It's time to renew your memberships or join up for the first time.
Absolutely.
Keep this station on the air.
Well, that's exactly right. We need to keep it alive and out and proud and all that kind of stuff. And it's, you know, it's important. We still need Joy.
We still do. We still need to say good morning, Joysters.
Good morning, Joysters.
Good morning, Tim.
And
good morning, Dollface.
We are going to take your memberships all morning this morning.
If you want to
jump on and donate, you can. 1300 Joy 949. Or you can do it online, actually, at joy.org.
That would be good.
And how exciting.
It is. We are kicking off today. It is the start of a beautiful long week of Radiothon. Spectacular. We've got some special guests coming in today.
So many special guests.
To say a very happy... This is
not only like, special guests, but like we're talking A-grade big celebrity
guests.
They
don't come much bigger than this, ladies and gentlemen.
You just
wait for that. And this is our actual second last show.
Yeah, it is, this is the last time you'll be, this week and next week, the last time you'll be able to join as new members on our show.
This is a way you can guarantee that
that's
this is our second,
that's a draw
second
card.
Last. Just tune in just to make sure that we, in 2 weeks' time, that's it. No
some,
more.
Some of you who don't really engage with us might be thinking, maybe I'll just donate. So
this is a chance to join.
Maybe possibly employ some other people who can do it better and they never come back. Maybe.
I think that just took a turn for the worse. But look, we do need to keep Joy on. We need to be able to
Absolutely.
Have this beautiful station keep going. And it is only possible by your support, ladies and gentlemen, out there in the wilderness.
It costs $2,000 a day to run this little institution.
That's not small
it's not
change.
Cheap. It's not cheap for a volunteer-based organisation. So if you want to donate, donating... Next week is really important because on our show for one
dollar
hour,
for dollar for an
between
hour
7:30
power.
And 8:30, Gary Singer and Jeffrey Smith will actually double every donation.
They will match every donation. That's right. So if you can wait till next week to donate, do it. If you can't, that's fine. Everything counts.
Ladies, it's tough but it's good. Caitlin Jenner here with some words of wisdom. The Murphys are leaving Joy and there's a hole. A void that needs to be filled. So let's fill it with cash, ladies. Dig deep in your Louis Vuittons and grab your checkbooks. Make it snappy, okay? For less than a filler in my daughter Chloe's lips, you can keep Joy alive. Ring all my fabulous girls on reception now on 1-300-569-949. It's fun and it's easy. Love and light from Caitlin, ladies.
Did you know that we will have 2 Eurovision entrants this year?
Good God.
Oh,
we do, actually.
That.
We
not
have
bad going, is
we
it?
We have Anya Nissen as
Anya
well.
Anya Nissen not
That's
representing
right.
us, though.
She's through this morning.
She's not representing Australia.
She's representing Denmark. But she was a Sydney girl, born and bred.
That's okay.
Who does she think she is, Princess Mary?
We still get the trophy.
Turncoat.
You know what? If either of them win, it'll be a fantastic day.
No, it will. Sorry, I just... rained on everyone's parade.
And this morning's odd spot.
Yeah.
Are any of you guys thinking of climbing Mount Everest?
Oh, I will one day. I've got only 1.5 lungs. It might be a bit difficult.
Well, there's nothing wrong with your legs.
It's the air pressure,
you idiot. I'm speechless, Dean, the amount of self-disclosure. Apparently, a South African man trying to climb Mount Everest on his own and without a permit actually ended up hiding in a cave to avoid paying his fee. You'd think he'd... Ryan Sean Davey, 43, was ordered off the mountain, had his passport confiscated and was fined...
Get off.
$30,000.
Get out.
What are you doing?
Which is twice the fee of $15,000, which he should have paid.
He should just have been a streaker at the SCG.
That's
it would have been easy, wouldn't it?
That's a bit weird.
Do you know what? Weird. I just found another article about Mount Everest. There's 2 people trekked for 3 weeks and then got married on the top. You should see their wedding photos. They're amazing.
Imagine how expensive that was.
How was the bridal party?
doesn't say snow. They made it. It's just the two of them, the selfie. Oops. Anyhow.
It's currently 6 degrees in Melbourne with a top of 18. I'll be back with more Joy News at 8 o'clock.
Thank you, James. Now, listen, if you want to donate money, do it.
Go on. Do it.
That's it.
Just the end.
Well, howdy, Joysters. Julia Gillard here, sending special hugs and kisses to the Murphys on their last shows. Oh, we've shared some moments over the years. They really made me reach deep inside myself, much further than my Tim ever went, that's for sure. To find the true me, the real me, the real Julia. I'll miss them. But not as much as your cash if you don't become a member of Joy today. Call the Gays and Lesbianas on reception now on 1300 569 949 and sign up right now. Love, Julesy G.
Now, it is Radiothon 2017.
Yes.
Keep them coming through. David from your little hometown of Maribyrnong.
It is Maribyrnong.
Has become a full member donated $10 as well. Good on you, David. Well done. It's that easy.
Congratulations.
You can do it online at joy.org.au or jump on the phones. 1-300-JOY-949. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for every person that signs up today. I'm very grateful.
I'm extremely grateful for them too.
I've been grateful for a lot of things. Lately, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, well, actually, yesterday morning I was... Because I love my eggs, right? I love eggs. And I had this really weird...
This feels to me like it's going off on a tangent.
Well, I had this weird sort of thought about... I'm really grateful for the first person who ever was maybe on a farm and looked at their chickens and all of a sudden this egg fell out of its ass and said, do you know what? I'm going to crack that open and eat that. Because what it's led to is so many people having just been grateful for eggs. I love eggs. I love them scrambled, hard-boiled. I love them fried. I love them
very
whatever,
grateful
poached.
For that. Well, then
I'm
to
grateful.
Go along,
I'm just grateful. Not only for the Joy listeners, but I'm grateful for the Eggman.
But I'm grateful for the person then that decided that bread tastes better cooked.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yeah, actually.
Who was that funky dude that went, hey,
I'll just get that
I'm going to take this
damper and I'll put it on.
Do you think he what like maybe tripped and his piece of bread
where'd
fell into the fire?
Where did you get your damper from? Oh, no. And by the way, damper, you can't eat. It's just dough if you don't put it in the fire.
Isn't that how they started with the bread thing?
No, I don't know. I think that's a bush thing.
Oh, anyway, well,
we're very grateful for those people.
We're grateful. What are you grateful for? That's why we're asking the question this morning. Are you grateful for Joy? And if so, what part of Joy are you grateful for? And Julie from
during
Carnegie,
that segment of you being grateful for eggs and me being grateful for toast... Julie decided that was worth a full membership.
Yeah, good on you. And we are grateful for you, Julie. If you had to laugh the other day, I was in my lift in my apartment block. And I've known this lady for years, but I've never known what she did. And I said to her, she was off to work early. I said, you're off to work early. What do you do? And she goes, I'm a researcher. Well, I nearly pissed my pants because we laugh about researchers all the time. We laugh about them because there's a new researcher.
I'd like to have a good sit down heart to heart with her.
Yeah, me too. There's a new research out there. You'll laugh at this one.
What?
Apparently, smiling makes you look up to 6 years older, a study has found. Due to the telltale wrinkles around your eyes. When photographs of 70 smiling volunteers were compared with their natural faces in an Israeli study, they were judged to be more than a year older on
average.
Who
was judging? Victoria Beckham.
So apparently you can't,
Gina Liano.
You can't smile because you look 6 years older. Now, we've been doing this show for 6 years and we've been smiling a lot. Does that double in numbers? What happens there?
Oh, God.
You
that's
look
like,
36 years thanks. Older.
It's like dog years all
thanks,
of a sudden.
Timothy. apparently someone else found that whole section quite good as well.
Oh,
because
my
Juliet
goodness.
From Beaumaris has become a new member. Good on you, Julie.
A family membership. Congratulations, Juliet.
From Beaumaris. My new stomping ground almost because I'm... For the first time in a long time, I'm moving out of the hood.
Oh, my God. You just sent shudder through the... How are the local shops going to cope without you
well,
eating
my local
there every
cafe
day?
Guy the goes, cafe. What? You're moving. You're being the longest person here in South Yarra. You can't move. I bloody can.
Do you know what? The mayor of Stonington, if there is one, is going to lock the gates behind
you. He doesn't need to because I'm going to be back there soon. I'm only going to the parentals for 6 weeks before I head over on a lovely
overseas
trip. Thank you very much. It's the longest time I'll spend with them.
Hey, my little joysters, it's your favourite diva. Mariah Canary. So it's Radiothon time. Can you give a little dime to my baby Joy? Sign up today and help us pray that we get to hear all of my hits for another year. I could donate my engagement ring from Packer, but that, my darlings, would just make you all so much slacker. So the only ring you need to remember is the one to Joy today on 1-300-569-949.
We're grateful for a lot of other things in life too.
We are.
It kicked off this morning with just a simple topic about how I was grateful for the guy who originally discovered that the chook, something fell out of its bum, and he's went, I'm going to pick that up and I'm going to put it in my frying pan and I'm going to make eggs. Scrambled, in fact.
Eggs.
And grateful for that dude. I'm really grateful for him.
I'm grateful for toast.
You're grateful for
like
toast.
Like for the person that decided the bread was better cooked.
Mm. This one came through and it's very funny.
It says, I'm grateful for milk.
Why wouldn't you be?
And to the person that milked a cow for the first time.
Of course.
However, it does raise the question though, what in God's name was that? Was he doing to that poor animal in the first place? Yes, it does, doesn't it, Lucas?
Thank you. For that.
But just on that.
Yeah.
Because we seem to be now in a breakfast theme. Mm. I'm really grateful for the person who first decided that smashed avo should be a thing.
Well, yeah. Mm.
I'm not so grateful for the people or the chefs around town that forget to take it out of the fridge at the beginning of service and serve it up cold and then your egg goes cold. I'm not happy about those people. Happy about the smashed avo people, though.
Well, you should be. But there's the
you tell we're getting hungry?
We are, actually. Well, funny you bring up about the avocados. The popularity of the avocado is forcing people into surgery.
What?
Yeah. British doctors have reported that a whole bunch of avocado hands.
Oh, my.
Serious knife wounds suffered by people trying to cut the avocado.
This makes me want to cut them.
The slippery texture and the hard inner stone.
Slippery texture.
Can make them. I'm a big avocado eater. I agree with this. If you're not careful, you can cut your hand
off. How often have you injured yourself when you've cut yourself?
I haven't, but I'm aware of how dangerous it can be.
Like it says here, people do not anticipate the avocados they buy can be very ripe, but there is a minimal understanding of how to handle them.
They want to put a warning sign on it.
Who picks them up for them then? So they don't know how ripe it is and they don't know how to handle it. They shouldn't actually be allowed in the kitchen. That's just... I'm so livid.
You're on Joy. Keep those memberships coming through.
I'll tell you where I am going is I'm going down the path of medical marvels.
Here we go.
We all know that medicine's making great progress, right? But a 50-year-old man in eastern China is finally rid of two pens that he swallowed after losing a bet 36 years ago.
He
swallowed them when he was 14. Mm. Doctors in the Chinese province of Jiangsu surgically removed the not one but two ballpoint pens from the man's intestines.
Oh, for God.
He was probably trying to make sure that they didn't get pinched. Imagine, because everybody steals pens, right?
I love that.
Where's my Bic?
But do you want to know what the best part? Do you want to know? Yeah, I'm not telling you where your Bic is. Do you want to know what the best part is? The best part of this story? Guess what his name is.
What?
He's known only as Wang.
Or ballpoint.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say he's a ballpoint. Thank you.
I think he should be renamed Bic.
I like that. Thanks, James.
I'm going to miss my Friday mornings with the Murphys. I have to tell you, I'm really, really sad that I won't be able to listen anymore.
You've been a great contributor to the show, actually.
Over the years, every Friday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And all those times when it feels like it's just Anna and I and Tim and just this sort of barren desert in front of us of nobody calling.
Never happens.
Sometimes it does. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, James would text us or send us a message and it was lovely. It's been great.
I'm going to really miss you guys.
We're going to miss you guys too. But, you know, you can still listen to our podcast.
I most certainly will be doing that. Yes,
they're a bit more naughty than he. Well, joining me now in the Joy Studios is First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump. Good morning.
Always a pleasure in me to be in your company.
Melania, well, your husband has made it to the first 100 days in office, but it hasn't been an easy ride so far.
Oh, Dean, it has the likening of the train when the wheels come off the track. It is not control, yeah? There are no survivors here.
How is Mr. Trump coping with the fact that his approval ratings are the lowest of any president in his first 100 days?
Yeah, well, the Donald explained to me about the fake news, right? And I no understand. And then I worked it out. The media is the same as when orgasm I do in the lovemaking with the orange man, yeah? It's really not. So we never believe the news. It's too nasty. It's upsetting.
What about the fact that in the first 100 days, nearly $40 million has been spent on the Secret Service protection for you and your husband to visit your golf courses each weekend?
Yeah. I understand the people's concern. But the Donald have an ass the size of Florida, ooh, yeah? We won that state, by the way. And the golf is the only way for making sure the big sloppy potamus have not its own zip code, yeah? It's not the cost of the Secret Service that's the problem. Mm-hmm. It's the petrol price for Air Force One to get his fat ass off the runway. Just a little ex-model fattest joke there.
And how are you coping, Melania, after 100 days in office?
Thanks for asking. What is an office?
You know, the presidency.
I just leave the boring stuff to Ivanka.
Boring stuff? You're referring to what?
You know, anything that means for me to think. No, I'd rather just raise the little barren youngest offspring to the Donald.
And how's that going?
Difficult at times it can be. We think the barren may be, you can say, one shot of six-pack. The weakest shed in the tool. And let's face it, next model top is not. Inherit Trump fortune and his looks too he will have.
So you're saying he looks like President Trump?
Yes. My mother says if she adds a puppy that looks like Barron, she would shave its ass and teach it to walk backwards.
Oh.
My oompa, so funny.
Okay, Melania, that's about all we have time for this morning. Thank you.
Oh, and as First Lady Garden, I thank you for bringing your gay dildo ways into my vision. Go forth and may the fruits of your loin lay firmly in the belly of a loved one.
Well, we need keep Joy alive. It's really important that we stay on the air for a number of reasons, for a whole bunch of reasons, not only for the fun and the excitement you get, but we're not there yet, people. It's, you know, this whole equality thing, we're not there. And Joy is the only voice that is going to help us get through all this.
Yeah.
Right, on massive scales. Yeah. Like, I am sick to death of middle-aged straight males playing political football with equality and gay marriage. Oh. Get off and get going and start doing what you're paid to do, which is giving us equality. Oh. And the only reason that Joy is surviving is because we have people like the Michaels and the Banjos and the Toms and all these people who'd sent through memberships today and are passionate about the station and want to keep us alive because we need to fight for equality. That's my rant for this morning.
Oh, my God. Anyone else feel stern?
No, I do feel really stern about it because, you know what, this is our second last show and Joy has brought so much to you and I and Tim and whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's a whole wave of people out there who do not have equality yet and we need to make sure that this little station, which is an institution, stays alive and we can only do it through your memberships and through your donations.
Well said, wow. Dean Murphy.
Moving.
Thanks.
You know. I feel like I've just had a thanks, you know.
Just something I came
something
up with.
That, you know, I came off the top of
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.